Well, chances are your high school's graduating class had a valedictorian, and for more than 99% of you, that valedictorian was not you. One superintendent says that's not fair, so he announced a plan to eliminate that title throughout his entire school district. It might happen in Pasco County, Florida. That's where Courtney Penberthy graduated in 2007 at the top of her class as valedictorian. Courtney, nice to see you this morning.
Great. Nice to see you, too.
All right. Well, when you first heard about this happening, about to happen in your former school district, what was your response?
I was shocked to hear that they would take away these titles, because the titles are more than just labels. They're sources of pride, ambition, and financial outlets.
Okay, so how so? Kids work towards these goals, right?
Right. It's an arduous task. I mean, you put in long hours and a lot of study and effort and feel that you should be rewarded for that.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it can pay off later down the line. Certainly college looks at that and says, oh, she's a valedictorian.
Absolutely.
We'd like to have you come to our college. Well, the school district, though, disagrees with you. The superintendent, Kurt Browning, says it's time for a change there. He says too many students are focused on it.
Yeah, that's correct. He did say that. And I don't think that that's such a bad thing to focus on academics.
Well, he also argues, though, that the school district in general has some issues, that times have changed. It's a little bit different than when you were there back in 2007. We have virtual students now. They're on different schedules. And basically, they're arguing that they're on different schedules and dual enrollment, calculating a valedictorian, he says, just doesn't work anymore. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree, especially because I was involved in dual enrollment classes, and I still retain the title of valedictorian. So I don't know how it's any more troubling to calculate a GPA for valedictorian now than it is today. Now than it was back then.
Right. I don't know how different it is now, although what he's saying is that other people feel left out. If there's a valedictorian in the class, then your friends may feel left out, and we should all feel included in this environment. We should all be winners. Were your friends left out when you won valedictorian? Did they stop talking to you?
No, they didn't stop talking to me. And I think that's a very important aspect in life, learning that you can't always get what you want. And that prepares you for the real world, where you'll experience success and failure.
Your parents still live in that district. What has their response
been?
Yes,
they do. They're angered and troubled by it as well. They don't think that it's a good thing, because it takes away the motivation to achieve to the highest of your ability.
Well, Courtney Penberthy, the valedictorian back in 2007, we appreciate you joining us this morning. We'd love to hear from our viewers this morning. I'm Clayton Morris on Twitter. You can write to us and let us know, sort of whitewashing our academic standards right now. And also, do you think we should get rid of valedictorian in these titles because it lets people out of the whole process? Courtney, thank you so much, and congratulations on being a valedictorian. I was never even close.
Thank you for having me.